Part 1. A. 1. Sam wore a mask before he went shopping in the supermarket.
2. After coughing or sneezing, wash your hands with soap and water.
3. The children enjoy reading books with lots of pictures in them.
4. After eating and drinking, Jack went for a walk in the park.
5. My brother often watches TV to see what's happening in the world. B. 6. Do you have $5? I left my wallet at home.
I had $10, but I just spent $7 on my lunch.
Question. How much does the woman have now?
7. I just read your blood test report and it seems okay.
Good heavens. Now I don't have to worry.
Just go home and have a good rest. Don't overwork.
Question. What's the probable relationship between the two speakers?
8. As a famous actor, can you tell us what your normal day is like?
I get up early at 7. After breakfast, I go to the gym. In the afternoon, I act for the movie. In the evening, I either go partying or have dinner with friends.
Sounds like a busy day.
Question. What does the actor do in the morning? 9. How was your weekend? I mean, yesterday afternoon.
I went to a football match instead of staying at home. What about you?
My friend asked me to go fishing with him, but I went shopping with my mother.
Question. What did the boy do yesterday afternoon? 10. Darling, look at the long waiting line outside. I'm glad you've booked the seats near the window.
More and more people enjoy eating out now. Besides, this place is very popular with young people.
Question. Where does this dialogue probably take place? C. I knew it was going to be a bad day when on the way to the airport, the taxi driver told me we were lost. When we finally arrived, the woman at the reservation desk told me that my name was not on the passenger list. It took 15 minutes for her to realize that she had spelled my name incorrectly. She gave me my ticket and told me I'd better check in my luggage quickly. I was the last person to get on the plane. I wondered if anything else could go wrong. The plane took off and everything seemed to be all right. Then, a few minutes later, there was a funny noise and everything started to shake. I looked out of the window and there was smoke coming out of the wing. All I could think was, the engine is on fire. We are going to crash. Almost immediately, the captain spoke to us in a calm voice. Ladies and gentlemen, this is your captain speaking. We're having a small technical problem with one of our engines. There is no need to worry. We'll have to return to the airport. Please remain seated and keep your seatbelt fastened. A few minutes later, we were coming in to land. We were safe. I caught another taxi and went home. But as I closed the front door, I looked down at my suitcase. Somehow, I had picked up the wrong one. D. Welcome to our program. Today, we have invited Fred Wilson, who has been a driving instructor for over 20 years. He will talk to us about learning to drive. Well, Fred, do you think it's getting more expensive to learn to drive these days?
Well, it depends. If you come for a private instructor like me, it's probably going to be a bit less expensive than going to a big school. The thing is, people usually have heard of big schools and trust them. Well, I get customers through personal connections.
Does that mean you have to try hard to get customers?
Not now. When I started, I had to. But at the moment, I'm fully booked and my prices are quite competitive.
Learning to drive is usually a nervous experience for beginners. What do you think?
Well, it can be. But I try to get them to sit quietly in the driver's seat for a few moments with their eyes closed. You will be surprised how it changes some people. They feel much more ready for drive if they have a few quiet moments.
Yes, I suppose some people are more nervous than others.